This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Washington Are United. It is our feature series dedicated to exploring issues of equity and opportunity in our community. The coronavirus pandemic has only added to the challenges of investing in measures to better deal with inequity and to identify the resources needed to do the work. On March 12th, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that effective March 16th, school buildings would close in an effort to combat the spread of coronavirus. And then at the end of March, she canceled in-person classes for the rest of the school year. To be sure, that is going to impact K-12 education and the students moving forward. But there are adults who have literacy issues. There are adults who need that education. They, too, are being impacted. Our guest this morning has an organization that is providing support and creative solutions to make sure all students get as much out of this experience as possible. Amy Goodman is Executive Director of Washington All Literacy, and thank you for the time today.
You're welcome. It's good to meet you.
Before we get into your COVID-19 response, I'd like to establish the function and operation of Washington All Literacy pre-pandemic. What did that look like?
Yeah, sure. Washington All Literacy is going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary next year.
Congratulations.
So interesting introduction to that. But we are Michigan's oldest and largest literacy council. And we had last year served about 1,500 learners. And we deliver our programs through a network of trained, highly trained, and supervised tutors, volunteer tutors. And last year we had about 500 tutors on the ground in Washtenaw County. So we serve adults who are 16 and older, who are just past the K-12 system, who need to improve their reading, writing, digital literacy, and or speaking and communicating in English.
At what juncture did you have to start planning and begin implementation of a process to better suit your students and the parental needs of families?
Well, that's interesting because parental low literacy is really devastating for families. 50% of children who grow up with low literate parents will become low literate adults themselves and are much less likely to be ready for kindergarten, to be passed on to the next grade, or to finish high school. So it's really critical that children come home to a family structure and a parental style that includes books, vocabulary in the home, support for finishing and persisting with schoolwork, a value on education. And without those things, children are really at academic risk. So we have developed programs, specific programs, in addition to all the other things we do, to address this. LIFT is one such program, which stands for Learning as a Family Thing. And it was originally targeted towards preschool children and the parents of preschool children who are low literate so that children could be ready for kindergarten. However, in the age of coronavirus, suddenly parents everywhere are frustrated with educating their children in the home. And if you layer on top of that low literacy and inability to communicate in English, and low digital literacy, it's a perfect storm. And so we are specifically reaching out to now school-aged, parents of school-aged children who are low literate to help them become more digitally literate and understand the programs that they need to understand with their school district and their children's progress at home.
I assume that most of your staff at this point is working remotely and all of your tutors as well. How has that changed the dynamic with those you wish to help get more educated and the people that are working to serve them?
Well, there's good and bad to that. We're a face-to-face program delivery traditionally. And so there's a part of this that hurts. We very quickly transitioned to distance tutoring, and about a third of our tutors are currently and have been for the last several weeks working with their learners virtually. It's difficult because, for example, someone who's learning to speak English, it's very hard to do that if you're not face-to-face and hear someone actually speaking English. It's very hard to make that human connection that we depend on. However, there's very good things that come out of it. Many of the barriers that people below the poverty line, and 89% of our learners are below the poverty line, barriers like transportation, childcare, working schedule, whatever, suddenly they are able to persist with tutoring more because some of those things have been removed by tutoring online. So there's a good and a bad to it.
This is 89.1 WEMU and our Washtenaw United conversation with Washtenaw Literacy Executive Director Amy Goodman continues. You just touched on a fact that is going to be even more pervasive in the months to come. Unemployment rates are already soaring. It could become worse before it gets better. As you've mentioned, those most financially and educationally challenged are being disproportionately impacted. Part of the process is to get people their GED so they can become better prepared for employment and potentially gain entrance into higher education. Do you see that perhaps the numbers are going to dwindle, that people are going to wait until such time that that face-to-face, in-person experience is available once again?
No, I don't think so. Some of the lessons we learned from the Great Recession in the early 2000s are that high unemployment means a tremendous demand for programs like ours. And in part, it is GED or pre-GED. But you need to understand that 60% of the learners we serve have a high school credential that they can't read. So we talk more generally about upskilling and accessing, for example, admittance to Washtenaw Community College or accessing training programs or just basically engaging in the workforce with a skill that will sustain a family financially. And that becomes the context in which adults are really seeking our services. It is not equitable in the workforce for people who are low literate. And literacy throughout history has been used as a way to oppress people. And in this case, it's very clear that that is a foundation of equity in our community.
What is the overall illiteracy rate in Washtenaw County?
Well, it's interesting. There's two sides to our county. There's the west side of the county and the east side of the county. And we often hear statistics about how highly educated Ann Arbor is and, more degrees than ever. The fact of the matter is it's no different in Washtenaw County than it is anywhere else nationally, which means about one in six adults reads below the eighth grade level.
Now, you say you've been doing this for 50 years. Washtenaw Literacy has. So prior to pandemic, had you seen improvement in those numbers in recent years?
No, sadly, no. There's a lot of influences on how an adult reaches adulthood without words. And really, the root causes involve anything from undiagnosed learning disabilities to lack of educational opportunity, to lack of support at home. And those root causes also have to be addressed. We have not seen anywhere in the United States a change in literacy rates, which is interesting. Some countries do achieve 100% literacy, but I think that we have a long way to go in that regard.
As you continue to dedicate your professional life to this endeavor, how frustrating is it that in all of these years of work, that rate hasn't changed?
It is not. It is frustrating that it hasn't changed and that there haven't been the institutional supports for focusing attention on this population. There really is not just not attention, but sometimes a lack of awareness that adults, in fact, who cannot communicate using words exists. It's not just a myth or something that happens in third world countries. But it's not frustrating to the extent that the results we see are really tangible. And by that I mean, we may not give someone a standardized test measuring comprehension or vocabulary or the kinds of things that happen in a pedagogical K-12 world, but qualitatively, what we see is people engaging in democracy, engaging with their child's school, improving their work life. And we know from research, from longitudinal studies, an investment, just a 100-hour investment in literacy improvement for an adult, on average, increases their family income by $10,000 within 5 years.
And Amy Goodman, as we look to what the present is and what the future may hold in terms of getting kids back to school and parents back to work, and we may have that more traditional educational system, as we look to September and the potential start of school, are families going to be even further behind than perhaps they were heading into the pandemic?
I am terrified about that. I am terrified that the current situation is going to widen the already troubling achievement gap among families of color, children of color in our community, and affluence and lack of opportunity in our county. We can see that happening already. Families who, I'll just give you an example of one family that we serve in Ypsilanti. Single mom, doesn't speak English, five children, all school age. And for the programs that her children are expected to use in their home online school, it's 17 different programs. And she not only doesn't speak English, she doesn't know how to use a computer. So this is going to exponentially widen how far behind those children fall.
And that could easily snowball into becoming something generational, right?
Absolutely. 50%, as I said, 50% of the children who grow up with low-literate parents become low-literate adults themselves.
So as our time starts to wind down together, Amy, as you look to the future, there's obviously fears, there's concerns, but tell me about what leaves you most optimistic as we move forward, based in part on what we're learning through this new era.
I am very cheered and inspired by the number of people stepping up to backfill some of these gaps. I mean, I think it's very clear what the issues are that are being brought out by this coronavirus pandemic emergency on a day-to-day basis. We're discovering new layers of how this is going to impact our community. But there are also layers that are good and things that are going to come out of it. And when I see the number of people stepping up to continue to engage with their learner or stepping up for the first time to becoming a literacy tutor and having an impact with people who are going to be struggling with either digital literacy or dealing with family literacy in their home or workplace literacy, those things are going to be life-changing. And it's that that's going to rebuild a positive future, is one step at a time, one person at a time. And that is inspiring.
So if someone listening today says, you know, I am really concerned about family literacy in my home, what are their options in getting in touch with you and getting involved so that they might address that sooner rather than later?
Oh, surely. We've transformed our webpage, WashtenawLiteracy.org, into a learning distance learning gateway for both learners and for people who are potentially want to be tutors. So it's very easy. If you go to our website, there's a button that says Give Help, and there's a button that says Get Help. And we have transformed everything online and distance, including our tutor training and our distance learning for everybody, including our literacy tutors.
Amy, I'd like to thank you for the time, and I appreciate not only the time you gave me today, but for all of the time you're dedicating to the work you and your organization are doing.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
That is Amy Goodman, Executive Director of Washtenaw Literacy. For more information on today's topic and links to all of the resources that Amy has described and that you may want or need, visit our website at WEMU.org. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and heard each Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.